Pastor Chad, if you'd come up here with me. At this time, if you, as so many people, if you work with the city, you're on the city council, you have anything as far as making this a better community working, we want you to stand up right now, if you would, as Pastor Chad leads us in prayer.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, as you said in the Holy Scriptures, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And that is my prayer for our city council here in Excelsior Springs, that they will be just, that they will make decisions that will be best for the people of this community and for our businesses, that they will foster a good environment here for our businesses and for our people. I pray that they'll rule in the fear of God, that they will remember that every decision that they make is being watched and looked at by the judge of heaven and earth, and he will reward every man according to his works. Lord, I pray that if anything were to happen again, like happened in 2020, where officials at the county and the state and the federal government enacted policies and mandates which shut down our businesses, locked us in our homes, stopped us from going to work and providing for ourselves, forced us to wear masks and to stay away from each other, tried to prevent us from going to church. Lord, I pray that if something like that would happen again, which was so destructive to our society and so difficult for so many people and harmed so many lives, Lord, I pray that if that were to happen again, that this city council would stand in the gap, that they would defend the rights and the liberties of the people of this town of Excelsior Springs, and that they would do whatever they could to stop the tyranny from entering these city limits. Lord, as they do that, and if they do that, Lord, I pray that you would stand with them, that you would defend them as they defend us. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.